Track 2. Ozzy and the Water Frame at Gillian's Mill. Ah, hello again. How did I get here? Magic, of course. This little group of buildings goes back a long way in the history of Barnoldswick. There were people living here long before the town developed into how it looks today. It was altogether a very different time. Right, now, are you ready to go back in time? Ozzy! Pull in your wings and hang on tight. We're going to go back in time. Now, just say a little magic spell to help. Back in time, we shall go through summer, winter, rain and snow to the place called Gillian's long ago. Well, we seem to have made it here, okay. Wait a minute. Where's Ozzy gone? Ozzy? Where are you? Ozzy, why are you hanging upside down in that tree? Straighten your feathers and come down here at once. Oh, I don't know. According to my clockometer, we are way back in the 18th century, nearly 300 years ago. This is a time long before television, computers, electricity, cars and planes and things like that. A time when everybody knew everybody else in their community. Now, Ozzy, what we're going to do is to magic ourselves into those little cottages just beyond the stream. Oh, I see. Don't worry about the people. We can see them, but they can't see us. So, off we go. Well, that's what's known as a hand loom. It weaves the cotton cloth together. There were no factories in those days. Well, that's not quite true. They were just beginning to be built. Mr. Nutter there is weaving away. He does all that in his home, all day. And all his family help in lots of different ways. But changes are on the way. New inventions are beginning to make an appearance even here in remote Barnoldswick. Now, one of those inventions helps to speed up the old way of spinning cotton, and it has a funny name. It's called a water frame. Gillian's is one of the first early sites to have water frames, and I guess why they were called water frames is, well, they weren't powered by electricity, but by a water wheel from the little beck here, the little stream at the side. Now, let's go over to the other building next to the little stream. Hold tight! Hold tight! What a noise! This machine has really speeded up making the yarn for weaving. They call this a throstle spinning machine because it sounds a bit like thousands of birds called thrushes or throstles as they were known then, all singing away together. Look down there in the corner. There's a baby in a wicker basket and her mother is working on the machine. There's her daughter underneath the machine, cleaning away the cotton dust. Oh, what a big change from working at home. This was the beginning of what became known as the Industrial Revolution, and soon huge cotton mills began to be built all over the north of England. Ozzy, what are you doing? Come out from under that machine. You're just going to get caught up in that big belt that's turning the machine. Ozzy, what did I tell you? Just look at your feathers. You're all covered in soft white cotton dust. Oh, you were lucky that time, Ozzy. Many people used to get badly hurt in those machines. Right now, I'm going to say my magic spell, and I'll see you at location number 3. Are you ready? Eye of toad and ground up rat, speed me along just like a bat, away from this little hill, away to Bancroft Mill. Just a few hundred yards further along the lane on the left-hand side, you can see a mill chimney, the site of the former Bancroft weaving shed. Carry on down Gillian's Lane until you reach the preserved engine house on the left. Play track 3 when you're outside the engine house.